Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris, founder of Spirit of Truth broadcast. Today, again, I am with you in reference to end time prophecy. Let us listen to this and then we'll go into prayer. Praise the Lord. Isaiah, the 62nd chapter. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until righteousness therefore go forth as brightness, and the salvation therefore as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and the royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be trimmed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighted in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man married a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Yea, that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest, till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of thy strangers shall not drink thy wine for thee which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highways, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say ye to the daughters of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. I say that again, behold, thy salvation cometh. Hallelujah, his reward is with him, and his works before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. Saints, again, I'm here to tell you that we are literally in the last days. No man know the hour that Jesus is coming. Amen. Nobody know it, not even the angels, but the Lord. But he's coming back for a church that has no spot or blemish. Holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. And the reason why Jesus has to come back is because of the havoc that Satan has done right down here on earth. We are in the last days, and we are in a, going into and basically in a tribulation period, and the apocalypse must be in effect before the Antichrist can come in. And I repeat that, the apocalypse must be in effect before the Antichrist can come in. We are not waiting on the tribulation. We are not waiting on the apocalypse, but we have already started. It's a spiritual thing that was seen by John as he spoke and wrote it down. And when Jesus told him to write these things down, amen, in the book of Revelation and speak to the nations and the people, amen, the end time prophecy of the coming of Jesus Christ. He has already been here. He died on the cross for us and for our sins, and he's coming back to redeem his bride. Amen. Praise God. The economy is still in an uproar, and it's not going to get any better. And great America is just like a third world country, and she's literally falling because she took God out. You can't take God out of America. This is not a white America. It's not a black America. It's a God America. And if we don't put God back into America, we're going to see a lot of devastation. But the church in the book of Revelation in the sixth chapter, and it speaks about the black horse with the in reference to the economy and what will go on. But it said, hurt not the oil and the wine. And the oil is the anointed ones, and the wine are the people. And we need to understand that we will be taken care of. God is not going to allow his Christian people to be destroyed. And I told you I would speak to you in reference to what's getting ready to occur as far as the Antichrist coming on the scene and what's going to bring him on the scene. Next, we need to focus on the military, where the Antichrist will come and who he is. And we will also focus on religion. And one of the things that's going on now, Jay Sekulow has written a letter to sign a petition in reference to what the Muslims are trying to do. The Muslims are literally trying to take Christianity out of the entire world, and they want to ban anybody that believes in Christ and stop this action. And I got a bit of news that today over in Jerusalem, the Muslims have gone over there, and what they have literally done is they're going to pray so many hours a day to their God, who is Satan, and try to do things that they shouldn't do in reference to the Jews and what they believe in. You cannot fight against the Jews. That's the worst thing that we can do, and America has shown themselves in so many ways to do things against the will of God concerning the Jewish nation. But we as the body of Christ need to pray for Jerusalem, and we need to stick up for Jerusalem, because God made a covenant with Father Abraham years ago. And this covenant is an everlasting covenant. Once God covenant with you, he will not break it. The only one that can break a covenant is yourself. And he took, and when he told Abraham that he would make him a father of many nations, he kept his word. But we as the body of Christ, we want to do things our way. We don't want to wait on God. We don't want to obey him. And all of it is geared towards salvation. And I extend my hand out to you guys today. Those that don't know Christ, it's better that you seek him. And I'm going to say that literally, it's better that you seek him, because the thief is Satan. He's going to come in and steal, kill, and destroy. He's been doing that for many years, and that's why the apocalypse had to come in. Without Christ in our lives, we won't make it. We need to repent for our sins, for racial prejudice, for hatred, for making laws that was not a benefit to people, and coming in with all of these old governments that did not do anything to help God's people. At the same time, we need to know that repentance bring forth forgiveness. And once you repent and ask God to forgive you, he will in no wise cast you out. But with the military, I was telling you about the Antichrist and how they are coming in from Lebanon. That's going to be their birthplace. And they're coming in, and they are of military background. And when you go into war, one of the things that you would want is a strategic location for military purposes. That's what you're going to first secure your nation or your area, and that's what the Antichrist want to do. He's trying to get secured. That's why he have over in America itself, all, oh, I say 90% of America is full of Muslim mosques. And what we have done, we have decided that we want to come against the Christian nations. Had wanted to investigate some of the well-known ministers and take and tear them down when they never investigated the reason as to why there are so many mosques in America and their purpose. Don't you know, America, that the laws of the Muslims are entirely different from us? Don't you know that they don't believe in the Christians and their walk? So the Antichrist will need a strategic location for military purposes and for the economy and commerce. And I told you that would be Lebanon. And then we go and we look in the book of Ezekiel 17, 1 and 24, 1 through 24. We are in the last days, and Christ is soon to come. He will not accept a church with a spot of blemish. The reason why is because he is a holy God, amen, and will not allow a blemish to pose a threat in his kingdom again. Satan had blemishes in him that caused one-third of the angels to follow him. So God made a means of diminishing this evil from his kingdom. God has commissioned Ezekiel to prophesy to Israel and to Judah that reside in Jerusalem and in nearby cities. He had earlier told Ezekiel, because of the commission of his life, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear to prophesy to them anyway. And we, as the true prophets of God, we walk in fear and don't want to prophesy to the nation and tell the nation, America, you wrong. Russia, you wrong. All of these other nations, anybody that participate in doing any kind of harm to Israel, you wrong. America needs to regroup, because America was founded on principles in reference to God, and principles that would keep and was supposed to keep America strong. But when you take God out, then you don't have nobody left but the devil. And he's the thief. He'll kill you. He don't have no love for you. He'll pretend like he loves you. He goes on with various strategies to seduce and to beguile God's people so that they can fall into his traps. But I'm telling you today, because of the grace that God has placed upon us as Christians, we will make it. But woe be unto those that fight against Jerusalem. Woe be unto those that fight against the will of God. And a parable, amen, Ezekiel had to go into parables. And a parable means a narrative of things dealing with earthly things which are of spiritual meaning. God's parable most frequently conveyed truth connected with the subject of the kingdom of God. God is concerned with his kingdom. That's why he told the disciples. He said, when you pray, you ask that the kingdom come, that God's will be done. And in order for us to learn how to be structured and more regulated in the will of God, we need to get down to the Word and read the Word. In the book of Psalms 119, one of the alphabets said, "Our word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God." Saints, today, turn from your sins and go back to God, and let him be the Lord of your life, because Satan is, he's literally on this earth doing a lot of wickedness in the governments. He's shown himself to do a lot of harm. The economy is not going to get any better. I don't care how many people say they can fix it. They can't fix what God has already seen, and we'll have to go through a lot of things, but the Christians won't be destroyed or touched by it. We have a high priest, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he is our intercessor. Praise God.